Mercy, peace, and love be yours in abundance. Amen. Text for consideration today is recorded for us in the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verses 37 through 44. We hear these words from verse 42. Jesus says, "Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come." God's word is truth. Amen. It's fascinating to study the end of the world predictions. There have been so many. The Mayan long count calendar, which has tracked time from 5,125 years ago, marked the end of the great cycle on December 21st, 2012. That day came and went without a hiccup. Halley's Comet in 1910, people thought for sure it was the end of the world as we know it. Christians, too, have predicted the end of the world. Judgment Day, since the days of the apostles. And those dates have come and gone. And I will not tell you about the prophet Hen of Leeds in England in 1806, but just one wrong prediction. And actually, he made quite a few wrong predictions. The man was named William Miller. And he was convinced by reading the book of Daniel and hooking it up with some of his own thoughts that on October 22nd, 1844, that would be the day when Jesus Christ would come again. And according to some resources, as many as 100,000 people followed him. People eat this stuff up. And yet that day came and went without a hiccup. People were a little upset. It got violent. People were tarred and feathered. Shots were fired. And that was just Canada alone. People at a Millerite church were attacked in Illinois with clubs and knives. One church was burned to the ground. May I suggest we don't make predictions on when Judgment Day comes. Violence and being proven wrong are a natural deterrent. Many people were sucked up into the vortex of lies, and not only did they leave the Millerite churches, but they left Jesus Christ in the very words of God because they were unable to separate William Miller's words from God's word. They walked away from the faith altogether. The lies destroyed faith, and that is devastating. But the ultimate reason not to is because God says so. Jesus himself says in our text, "Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come." He says it's going to be like a thief in the night. I believe people let the pendulum swing the other way too far too. Some will never speak about Judgment Day, when Jesus Christ will return with his holy angels to bring about a new heavens and a new earth, the home of righteousness. But we must speak of it. The Bible is filled with prophecy concerning it. Places like Matthew chapter 24 and 25, Acts chapter 1, places like 2 Peter 3 and 1 Thessalonians 4 and 5 speak about it. It is clear Jesus is coming again and the world will be wiped out and a new heavens and a new earth will come. It's Judgment Day when God will make all things new again. It's Judgment Day when all bodies will rise from the dead and will be united with their soul in heaven or in hell, and when those who are living will be judged. Are you ready for that day? Often if the topic comes up with someone a little older than me, I'll hear, "Pastor, the end of the world is coming soon. I mean, the signs are of the end times, how the love of most will grow cold, how there are disasters on the earth, how wicked this world has become, from wars to rumors of wars, from Epstein to Hong Kong, from school shootings to cruelty. How much more can God stand it?" It will certainly come soon. But not during my lifetime. Probably during yours, though. But God, you know, he doesn't tell us to have a faith that is almost ready for him to come prepare the next generation for it. He tells us to personally have a faith that is ready now. Certainly the world reminds us that we are not in heaven yet. The Advent cry of believers is, "Come, Lord Jesus." How excited we are to hear Jesus speak some of the last words in Revelation. "Yes, I am coming soon." And we know that when that time comes, we will be done with sin, done with the sinful nature, done with pain, crying, turmoil, and death itself. We will be with the Lord forever in perfection and bliss. Are you ready for that? Are you ready for Jesus? Verses 37 and 39, it says, "As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be with the coming of the Son of Man. For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and given in marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark, and they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away." And that is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. Noah was a preacher of righteousness. It tells us that in 2 Peter 2. He preached repentance, impending judgment, but no one listened. As you take a look at this section, notice that it isn't the regular list of sins, but a word about how life goes on. People focused on the things of this world so much so that the second advent of Christ's judgment day isn't even thought of. Are we like that? Are we too caught up in this world that we fail to focus on the day when God will make all things new? The Bible speaks in 2 Peter 3. "First of all, you must understand that in the last days, scoffers will come scoffing and following their own evil desires, and they will say, 'Where is this coming he promised?' Ever since our fathers died, everything goes on as it has since the beginning of creation." And as time gets, at times we get caught up with the scoffers and live like this is the only life that matters. At times we live to get ahead in this life and don't care about the life to come. Too often we are drawn into the allure of this world and our spiritual life is put on ice. How do you see what Jesus calls us out on? A lazy faith that does not keep watch, but one that says, "Who cares?" Living life like the Lord doesn't matter. Living life like Judgment Day isn't in the framework of our faith. Living without any time in the Word, any time in worship, any time excited for when He comes again. How many of us are truly yearning for heaven? Like Lot's wife who turned back to see Sodom burning to the ground and yearning for that instead of what the Lord was offering her. Are we too caught up in it? God turned Lot's wife into a pillar of salt. Judgment was spoken. Let us not turn to the comforts of this world for peace and purpose, for they shall end up like Sodom to a burning heap of rubble. Let us turn to the Lord in repentance, for when we care for the things of this world more than the Lord, it is simply the sin of idolatry. Lord, forgive us. And then rejoice that He does, and He brings deliverance from this very sin. The Lord forgives. The Lord helps turn our eyes toward His second coming and yearn for that day when we will be with the Lord forever. Have a faith that is always ready for when He comes. Have a faith that ponders, is today the day when Jesus will come and make all things new? I'll tell you what, write that on just a little notepad. Is today the day when Jesus will come and make all things new? Put that by your bedside. Read it every morning. After 1 week, see if that one simple thought doesn't help you focus on the Lord's second coming. We do not know the day nor the hour when Jesus will come again. So be ready, always be ready. And we have nothing to fear, for we will be with the Lord forever. And if faith had feet, be on your toes, waiting in eager expectation for the second coming of the King of Kings. Amen. And the grace of the Lord Jesus be with God's people. Amen.